You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me your big news. A few years ago, my wife and I decided on one of our parenting rules, Dom, and I don't know how this came about. I think there was a couple news stories, and then we heard a couple incidents that had happened with some of our friends, but we sat down and decided that we will never do sleepovers with the kids. They can't have friends over to sleep over, and we will not send them off to somebody else's house to have a sleepover. We're like, it's just not necessary. They can play all day if they want, all day Saturday. There's no need to be over at their house during the night.
We don't know who's there. Endless crap about this
over and over and over because you
I was
know.
Like, come on, Jeremy, let your kids do a sleepover.
I did sleepovers like every weekend when I was a kid, and I know the trouble that we got into. So I don't know what we're doing. We're just kind of trying to, you know, avoid the hassle of all that and blah 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 blah. So I guess this happened about a week ago. Reed, my son, started really bugging us about, you know what, all my friends are doing this. The neighbor kids are doing this. He's got a really good little buddy that they do everything with. They're on Messenger every day. They trade their Pokemon. They do their craft store together. And he's like, I really want him over. I want to do a sleepover. You guys have to let me do it. And it's just bugging us and bugging us. So Nick Nag and I sat down and talked, and we decided that we should let him do it.
I'm so proud of you.
Sugar and movies and popcorn and soda. It was pretty cute. Like, he lit up when we said, okay, you can have him over. You can have your little sleepover. And he went into full-on sleepover mode. For like 2 days leading up to it, he created itineraries of what was going to go on.
Oh my God, he is your
He listed
son.
Everything out that he wanted to accomplish during the sleepover.
God, this is like you. He's a little
I
version
know.
Of you.
He's like, we're going to do this and this and this. He gathered up snacks and put snacks in his room. He went down to the basement and got a cooler and filled it up with drinks.
This is what happens when you deprive your child of this kind of stuff, then they don't know how
know.
To do it.
I know. It's like he has no idea how to do a sleepover. He moved one of the Alexas up to his room so they could have music, and he put up
well,
like
that's cool.
Christmas lights and a little disco ball.
Okay, yeah. You
laid out what movies they were going
to
watch.
Age 11.
I was watching all this go down like he probably, this will all fizzle out by the third or fourth time that he's able
so
to do this.
So let me ask you some questions about this.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I pry?
Please, yeah, yeah.
First of all, did anyone die during
nobody
the sleepover?
Nobody died.
Okay, there you go.
Nobody
My questions
died.
Are over. Let's get on with the world.
Everything was fine. I slept great. Nicole was up kind of tossing and turning throughout the night because she was, you know, concerned that there was somebody else's child in our house. And the whole thing
so
with
what?
These two is their goal was to stay up till 4 a.m. for some reason. That was in the itinerary. So she was kind of, you know, wondering what they were going to be doing in the house.
How late did they make
4 a.m.
it?
I believe they made to about 2:45 is the last I heard.
That's
and then they finally
good,
they finally
man.
Crashed out. Yeah, they did pretty good.
And then how late did they sleep?
Not too long because we got his butt up. I was like, we're going to Boulder for the weekend to go fart around. You got to get up. So he was really groggy for most of the day. But it was kind of funny because his little buddy that came over, we're really good friends with the parents as well. That's kind of why this all went down. We, you know, all really trust each other. So they came over to drop him off, and then they ended up sticking around for like 2, 3, 4 hours. I mean, they were there for a while. We ordered pizza, and we just hung out on the patio and talked and stuff. And the boys were getting so mad. And his friend was like, kept going up
yes.
to his parents, and he was like, can you leave?
Just go.
Like, I'm here to have fun without my parents. Can you leave? And we just kept, nope, we ordered pizza now, and have another beer.
I'm just really happy that you did this, Jer. Thank you, and to Nicole, for finally letting one of your kids do a sleepover. It's
yeah.
baby steps, man.
It is baby
steps.
And you know, he had a great time.
Now, when are you going to let him spend the night somewhere else?
It's already in the works. There's
is
already
it?
Talk about it. Back to the same kid's house, you know, the
what
his friend's house.
What about some other kids? Can you work that
into
the
mix? I
don't
know. Where this is, again, baby steps.
You mean, you've done the baby step. Now it's time to
well, baby step. Baby step number two is sending him off, I guess.
To the okay, to the same kid.
And then,
okay,
then,
when
it's,
do we open
then
it
all
up,
hell's going to break loose, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, it's all good, man. He was super happy, so it was kind of a parenting win, and yeah, It was a parenting win for us.
A parenting win to do something that parents have been doing for about 5,000 years.
It was also great because leading up to it, we kind of held it over his head, like to do his chores and stuff, or we'd cancel.
Oh, yeah.
And now that it's been done, we're holding the chores, holding the new one, the new sleepover over his head for him to get stuff done. You know, go get your reading done or no more sleepovers ever again.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's great. Yeah, so that's it, man.
I couldn't be more happy for you guys.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. When he came up with the cooler and the snacks, I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, yeah, that's a little ridiculous. You need to ratchet him back. But it's like I said, you have withheld all this. So he hasn't been able to develop naturally as a child.
Yeah.
And so he's gone full Jeremy mode with itineraries.
He had it
it's like you going on vacation.
He had three of them. It was like one was printed out and put up on the fridge, and then one was up on his door in his bedroom, and there was another on his dresser. He's like, here's what we're doing today.
Well, good. Good.
Yep.
I've been pushing you guys for years to allow that.
I know.
I'm glad to see you finally cave.
Didn't you get into a bunch of trouble at sleepovers, though, growing up?
No, I didn't get into a bunch. Everything was fine. And I know you. You're a big talker. Like, you're some sort of convict or something. I can only imagine the kind of, quote, trouble you got into.
We teepeed, we egged, we snuck out of the house. We looked at girly magazines.
That's part of being a kid.
Yeah.
Getting in trouble is actually when you're arrested and taken down and cuffed and all that other stuff.
Never came to that.
Yeah, TPing I don't consider, quote, getting into trouble. But listen to this. I can't wait to hear how you react to this note from Melanie. She says, now the question is, when will Jeremy let his son go on a road trip with another family? She says, that was something we did all the time, either going with friends' families or having our friends go with us. When will you do that?
Oh, God, I haven't even thought about that.
So what if one of their friends came to him and said, we want, you know, Reed or Lila to go spend a couple of days. We're going off to, the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
We want your kid to come with us.
Nah, I don't think we'll do that.
You'll never do that.
Probably not. Uh-uh.
When they're like 16, you won't even?
Well, I mean, maybe at that point. But
14?
Right now, nah.
Why not?
Know. Maybe. Nicole did a lot of that growing up. They had friends going with them all the time. I think they went on a cruise with
back to my same question. Did anybody die?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, there you go. So imagine that. People survive when they
again,
go
you guys,
friends.
Baby steps. Don't be throwing a bunch of circumstances at me now.